Dr. Schneidig heading a 6-minute walk test on Susan Stevens. That's STEPHENS. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 3/29/23, Mrs. Stevens performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%, period. After walking 6 minutes, she achieved 175 meters, and her saturation was 95%, period. At 1 minute and 38 seconds, she complained of dizziness, rested for a minute, and completed the test without evidence for oxygen desaturation, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on William Kennedy. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 3/29/23, Mr. Kennedy performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98%, period. After walking 433 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period. No paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Mulligan. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3/29/23, Mr. Mulligan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/22/22, there's been some deterioration of lung function, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ruby Wolf. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 3/29/23, Mrs. Wolf performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Carol Mercier. This goes to Lorena Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y, on 3/29/23. Mrs. Mercier performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial activity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/24/22, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Garrett Fields. This goes to Debbie Varnum, comma, FNP. On 3/29/23, Mr. Fields performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 343 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation was 96%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gloria Berryman. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. On 3/29/22, Mrs. Berryman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no evidence for bronchial activity or airway obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/20/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, very minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Jane McQuaid. This goes to Darlene Presley. On 3/29/23, Mrs. McQuaid performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. No paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.